This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Gila River Indian Community Governor Stephen Rowe Lewis says an inaccurate census count can be a matter of life or death in tribal communities. He testified Thursday during a House Oversight Committee hearing examining the 2020 census ending a month early. Lewis says critical programs are impacted by census data, which provides services to tribes, such as health care, public safety, housing, and youth and elder programs. He says Indian country is being hit hard by COVID-19 and ending census operations in September while tribes are under emergency orders will result in an undercount.
Any attempt to deliberately cut off census operations during the pandemic, with a full understanding that it will result in such a significant undercount for Indian country, is not only irresponsible, Madam Chair, members of the committee, it is a breach of the trust responsibility between the United States and tribal nations.
Lewis says more time is needed, pointing to current census data showing his community is only reporting at a little more than 10%, and other Arizona tribes have lower response rates than the state and nationally, which are at more than 60%. In August, the Trump administration announced the census ending early. Lawmakers on the committee are looking at legislative action to extend census deadlines. The Gila River Indian Community and the Navajo Nation this month joined a lawsuit over the shortened census deadline. Meanwhile, in the House Subcommittee for Indigenous Peoples of the United States, witnesses Thursday urged lawmakers and the federal government to take concerns of tribes, parents, and educators seriously as Bureau of Indian Education schools across the country are scheduled to open September 16th with both in-person and distance learning. Witnesses testified about COVID-19 health and safety concerns, delayed communications with the federal government, and lack of access to technology for distance learning. BIE representatives were not present at the hearing, but witnesses urged lawmakers to take their messages to federal officials. Sue Pardon is the president of the Federation of Indian Service Employees.
We need assurances that our workplaces are safe. As educators, we really care about the education of our students. We know how it's important to advance the Native American society.
Tribal leader Joe Garcia from New Mexico also had words for the BIE.
Show that you have communicated with the local governing bodies, the tribal leaders, the school boards, and others that are related and acquainted with the school system locally. And as well, show us how you've worked with the state that those facilities are in.
The BIE oversees 183 schools. In a recent press release about fall semester plans, BIE Director Tony Dearman said the agency is working with tribe, state, and other partners for a safe school reopening. Demonstrators held Change the Name signs outside the Kansas City football team stadium Thursday night as fans attended the NFL season opener. Gaylene Krauser, executive director of the Kansas City Indian Center, is among a Native coalition calling for the end of Indian mascots.
When nobody's out here protesting against it, people just assume that everybody's okay with it. And it seems like here lately, I hear a lot of the, well, how come you're just now saying something? Even though we've been saying something for decades.
The team has banned fans from wearing headdresses and Indian-themed face paint into the stadium and is reviewing the arrowhead chop, but fans clearly motioned the chop throughout Thursday's game. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hey, Joan, where are you going?
I'm a census taker. I'm going around to get an accurate count of all American Indians and Alaskan Natives.
Why not just go to the enrollment office and get our numbers?
It's not about enrollment. It's the 2020 census, which is the count of all people living in the U.S.
With all that is happening, is it safe?
Yeah, we're wearing our masks and making sure all safety measures are in place.
How can I help?
When I come knock on your door, open it and wear your mask.
Will do.
It's not too late. Shape our future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.